speaking to Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, when we've talked earlier, one of the key factors that you mentioned was employment. There's something like 700,000 net migrants that have come to the UK this year. There's Suella Braverman saying that we need to train people to pick fruit. So there's some kind of issue going on, isn't there, in our economy? We know that Brexit has now caused a problem with flow of high quality people. We've got this issue of 4 million people not working in the UK, mainly due to poor mental health or joint pain. It isn't any surprise, really, that the job market is very competitive from an employer's perspective of looking for people. Is that your experience that you're finding with your firm and people you speak with?
Yeah, I think it's competitive in two ways, if you like. One is I think there are skill shortages. And it's the age-old story, you know. Things start to get difficult, people stop being trained in certain areas, people in that area retire, and therefore when the economy starts to pick up again, there's a demand for those people, but there's a shortage of that skill set. I think the other thing is that, you know, people look at the available jobs out there, and they will decide whether they want to do that job or not. You know, I'll be totally honest and hold my hands up. When I was a student 30-odd years ago, when I was on holiday at Easter or in the summer, I would do anything because it brought in money in order to pay for my student experience.
Yeah.
I wouldn't today. And I think that's the other skill shortage we have, is that a lot of the jobs that some people would say, actually, I don't want to do that, we were getting people in from Europe who were saying, actually, I'm quite happy to do that job, and therefore they were filling those vacancies.
Yeah, it's a social problem, isn't it? Because I'm in the same boat as you. You know, very happy to do those menial tasks. And it was almost like a rite of passage, wasn't it? That while you were being educated, you were never going to. That was never going to be your career. You were going to be whatever you ended up being. But to do some manual or hospitality work gave you some social grounding, didn't it? In a way that. Something that you know, that it was good to experience that if you were then going to be an accountant or if you're then going to be, you know, some professional service type career. But if you'd served people in a pub, then that was something that you had experienced. Of course, you know, once you're qualified, you're not going to do that. And I think there's a real downside to that.
I think when I was a student, I look back to some of the jobs I did, you know, cleaning factories at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, working on the Channel Tunnel and helping to build the Channel Tunnel. I worked with people that probably had no qualifications to their name. Some of them probably struggled to read, and yet they were actually some of the most intelligent people I've come across, but couldn't get qualifications. And I think it taught me massive amounts of, actually, you know, what matters isn't the letters after your name, it's who you are, what you are. And as you say, that social interaction with the ability to talk to, you know, whether it's someone doing this job or someone doing that job, it's hugely important.
Absolutely. It's almost, in a way, it was a parallel to national service, wasn't it? That our fathers and grandfathers would have done national service, so they would have been taken out of their comfort zone, if you like, for 2 years and given some disciplines. Our generation did that in a similar way by doing that kind of work, that weekend work, that summer work, and just kind of rub shoulders with people that we wouldn't have rubbed shoulders. And the disciplines as well, as you say, you know, of having to get up at a certain time in the morning, having to work hard for a day, doing something that was manual. And, you know, I think I do think it would be a good thing for a lot of young people to go and pick fruit. I think it'd be a really good thing to do. The other point that I'd like to make, if you think of how things developed historically, then the workforce allowed that expansion. So if we haven't got the workforce that will enable us to focus in a certain way, logic says that we should be focusing on areas of our own expertise, shouldn't we? Or is that just out of completely outdated thinking?
No, I think it is a case that you need to focus on that. But equally, there are certain roles that have to be fulfilled. And I think the government has an issue that it got pushed into this net migration argument, and it's Brexit, and it's all, we don't want people coming in, et cetera, et cetera. And the reality is, you know, our economy works across the board. And therefore you can try and focus it on certain things that as a generalist, we're good at, but we still need people that are going to do all of the other jobs.
Yeah. There's two fundamental issues really, isn't there? There's getting people into work, and, you know, we talk a lot about mental health, as you know, you use the Team Doctor products and service that I'm involved with. I know lots of people, sadly, that have got issues with mental health. So it is dealing with that. And, you know, talking to Sir Robert Buckland about autistic people and the, you know, how to utilize them in industry. So I think there's a big piece of work that needs to be done there. And then, of course, there is the flow of quality people from into this country. They're the two major issues, would you say?
Yeah, I think that's right. The reality is we have a workforce that is made up of a whole host of different people with different backgrounds with different issues. And you can sit there and say, oh, well, that's got to change. But that's what we've got to work with. And therefore, what we've got to make sure is that the jobs and the way that we employ people and employers look after their staff factor those in order to get the best out of people.
And it's not all about money, is it, for sure?
No, absolutely. I think, you know, people need a certain degree of money because it's the hygiene factor. They've got to have it. They've got to be able to do this, that, and the other. But once you start to get above that, actually the thought process for a lot of people is job satisfaction, job security. Am I happy at work? What's the pressure like? What hours am I working? And that becomes a balance with the money. You know, but someone will sit there and say, actually, it's awful, but I'm getting 30% more than I would somewhere else. And that therefore justifies it.
Absolutely. Rob Beale from Morris Owen, as ever, thanks very much for your time. Always very interesting.
Thanks.